And how did you get out of that belief of statism?
The funny thing was that I never even really paid much attention to politics or government at all, to be honest, even though I was living in this country. But it just never interested me. And we had to learn about it in school, and I was glad that we didn't focus a lot on it. But parenting really is what did it. You know, it was, I feel like the way that I've always parented my kids, as time has gone on, the more interviews I've done, you know, I think the first interview I ever did was like with somebody who was like libertarian anarchist, like more freedom minded, because prior to my interviews or me stepping into that space, I was mostly with naturally minded moms, you know, home birthing moms, and like, you know, just the naturally minded community of mothers would want to hear what I had to say. And I'd speak at La Leche League meetings, which is like a breastfeeding support group. And I kind of got pulled into this sphere. And I think it was Stefan Molyneux was the first person. Now I know he's in a different place now, and you know, I don't really follow him, but I had no idea that he was as big as he was. And so I was on his show, and then apparently I got so many messages. I said, wow, I guess this guy was a big deal at one point. And I had all these requests from all different talk shows. It was before all this drama and stuff within these communities, but it was Jeff Berwick and Evan Kokesh and like all of these different people. And they're like, what you're doing at home really sounds a lot like anarchy, you know, anarchism philosophy or a more libertarian mindset. And I was like, it is. And then I learned about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, it is. So parenting this way in a partnership-based paradigm is like a mini microcosm of what the philosophy we all want for the world, you know, in a not having a ruler. I'm not my child's ruler. I'm their facilitator. I'm not a teacher standing in front of them, forcing them to learn things against their will with good intentions. I'm a facilitator, and I need to facilitate things and help them grow and navigate and have information. So, you know, it was this realization that, oh my gosh, I understand government now. Really, parenting helped me really get what was going on in the world, is what it, where it started me from. And once you start living in freedom in one area of your life, because most people don't know they're enslaved, they have no idea. And that's the whole beauty of it for those enslaving, is it's like this manipulation. And but once you realize and you're living without this dynamic, you can't help but let it touch other areas of your life little by little. You know, my stuff in the beginning was about birth and freedom and realizing that hospitals are really not the healthiest place to give birth. And they're dangerous, actually, because they're pushing interventions for money. So freedom in that realm, and then freedom in, you know, food, growing food, and what's happening with organics and GMOs, and like everything gets touched when you open your mind in one area. So this, we just are all starting out in a different place. So when I started speaking at like anarchist events, there usually was like two women there, and the rest were all young men, most of which didn't have families. And I never in a million years thought I'd be sharing to that demographic. However, that introduced, you know, their interest in government politics and anarchism is what interested them in this type of parenting. So now it's health freedom. That was never a thing before COVID. Now it's all these health freedom pioneers finding unschooling, because they're all in a partnership-based paradigm.
Right.
So many things are in an authoritarian paradigm that once you heal from one and recognize it, everything else, you know, it's easier to kind of get. And I don't know about you, but I'm hungry to learn more always. Like, where else is there an authoritarian paradigm that I'm not realizing?